what kind of training did you get, or would you say is most necessary for getting into sales? What types of skills are the most helpful here?
Oh gosh. So I can tell you that there actually are formal sales trainings. Often when someone goes into a new job, they will offer sales trainings. But a lot of it is learning on the job, and it also has to be some natural inclination. If you like talking to people, sales could be a possibility. If you like negotiating, sales could be a possibility. You know, people always say, oh, that person's a really good arguer. They'd probably make a good attorney. Sometimes those people would actually make a good salesperson, because what they're doing is they're offering constructive points and counterpoints. It's not just law. It's also reasonable, right? Reasonableness and getting people to connect in a halfway point. And that's what sales is about, getting people to get to a medium point where of agreement.
And what are those interactions like? How do you help someone, say someone doesn't necessarily want to come to an agreement at first? How do you what helps bring them in?
I think, there's different sales techniques. I would say I tend to be a more consultative salesperson. So there's people who walk in and they actually pull out their briefcase and they put headsets on the table and they're like, these are the headsets I have. You should get one of these, right? There's blue, there's purple, there's green. Try one of them. I'm much more like, let's talk about what you want to accomplish with a business. And if we were to offer these or connect, you were to use these in your environment, how would it improve your environment? What would be the effects of it, or understanding what problems they're trying to solve? For example, let's say a company has just changed their building in the way it's set up. So everybody used to have an office, but now they moved to open office and everybody's working together. Well, they probably need a headset solution that's going to block out the noise. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to show them how they're going to be more productive by actually selecting our headsets and what that savings represents. How many dollars does a savings like that represent? Right. As opposed to like me just saying, now you can buy 5 of these headsets, right? I'll give you a bottom dollar deal. That's not what you want to do. What you really want to come in is understand what their work environment is like and how they can actually maximize their environment.